listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, from the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news, and Eat Raleigh Blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. Up first, Oak Steakhouse brings new school update to classic American steakhouse. This was published October 2nd in the News and Observer and was written by Greg Cox. The Oak Steakhouse is located at 417 West Hargett Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-255-1818, and they were rated 3.5 stars. By the time you read this, the seasonal salad of NC peaches and burrata at Oak Steakhouse might be history, but there's a reasonable chance that the heirloom tomato gazpacho tureen may still be in the offering. If it is, don't pass up on what may well be your last chance this year to celebrate the taste of summer. And what a celebration it is. Thin slices of ripe tomatoes set like so many jewels in a block of sparkling clear aspic set on a canvas of white gazpacho and colossal lump crab meat. Maybe you're just looking for something to nibble alongside one of the house cocktails, the Oak Smoked Manhattan, say, or an elderflower-tinged French 75. You need look no further than deviled eggs, each topped with a fried oyster and garnished with what, for all the world, looks like a small cluster of salmon roe, but turns out to be beads of hot sauce, created by the magic of modern culinary science. Unless you're feeling adventurous, in which case, may I suggest the Vietnamese-style crispy pig ears, tossed with fried garlic, toasted sesame, and chilies. If the thought of pig ears makes you squeamish, just tell yourself that you're eating cracklins, which these crispy ribbons of porky goodness resemble. In a similarly atavistic vein, an order of roasted bone marrow produces 2 massive bones, lightly dusted with herbed breadcrumbs. Escargots sans shells scattered across the dish reinforce the earthy richness of the dish, and pickled golden raisins play pungent counterpoint to the unctuous marrow. Slices of grilled bread come in handy for sopping up every drop of the mingled juices in the bottom of the baking dish. At the opposite end of the spectrum, you can count on a refreshingly different vegetarian offering. Recently, that meant North Carolina sweet corn and leote with chanterelles, heirloom grape tomatoes, and baby squash. If that whets your palate for a vegetarian entree, though, you're out of luck, unless you want to assemble one from the list of a la carte sides. That's a glaring omission in this day and age, even for a steakhouse. If you're a meat eater, though, the world is your oysters Rockefeller, followed by an entree offering that spans the globe from coke au vin to Maine lobster low country boil to Carolina heritage pork croquette with sour corn succotash, polenta, and pork jus. The daily fresh catch is similarly freewheeling, casting its nets for less well-known, underappreciated fish. Recently, pan-seared South Carolina wreckfish with fried pickled okra, warmed sun gold tomatoes, blistered shiseido peppers, and sweet corn sauce. But wait, I can hear you muttering to yourself, I thought this was a steakhouse. It is, but not in the traditional sense. Oak Steakhouse is an update of the classic American steakhouse. Located in the Dillon in Raleigh's downtown warehouse district, Oak Steakhouse is a property of South Carolina-based Indigo Road Hospitality Group, which also owns Oku next door. In addition to the core steakhouse offering, which is the same at all locations, each location offers a different chef-driven menu aimed at appealing to a broader contemporary audience. In Raleigh, executive chef Todd Woods is a 20-year veteran whose career highlights include a feature in Garden and Gun magazine and an invitation to cook at the James Beard House in New York. His seasonally changing menu at Oak Steakhouse offers ample evidence of his versatility. Woods and his crew can grill a mean steak, too. The bone-in USDA Prime ribeye will set you back upwards of $80, but it's a 32-ounce slab that will easily satisfy two ravenous carnivores. Gild the lily, if you like, with a lump crab Oscar or a grilled lobster tail, and your choice of sauce, 10 options, from house steak sauce to Wild Ramp butter. You'll also find the usual boneless cuts, typically prime ribeye, prime New York strip, filet mignon, and hanger steak. But if you're a filet fan, consider springing for an extra $10 or so for the beef Wellington, or better still, Tornado's Rossini. Rosy medallions of filet, each set on buttered brioche and capped with foie gras, the whole thing glazed with a rich blanket of truffle demi. If that's a little rich for your blood, the humble steak fritz won't let you down. Featuring sirloin cap, a seldom seen and underappreciated cut, the steak is served with excellent truffle fries and béarnaise sauce on the side. Kitchen misfires are infrequent, but more common than you'd like to see at this price point. Soupy wilted spinach comes to mind, and roasted mushrooms that needed salt. Also foie gras and chicken liver terrine that arrived so cold it was crumbly, and a tough crust on an otherwise excellent chocolate chess pie. Ricotta Zappoli, served on a cloud of lemon confit and white chocolate creme, is a better bet for dessert, or the most elegant take on a key lime icebox pie you're ever likely to see, enrobed in brown butter-enriched crushed saltines, and garnished with compressed peaches and dollops of juniper-scented whipped cream. Like the menu, the dining room decor at Oak Steakhouse is an update of the traditional steakhouse look. The elements are familiar, leather upholstery, stone and wood, but the look is contemporary and airy. Until the evening, that is, when the lighting is so low that you may need a little help from your cell phone flashlight to read the menu. General Manager Zach Stewart sets the tone for a well-trained and friendly, but not overbearing, waitstaff. Stewart is also the approachable sommelier in charge of an extensive and well-chosen wine selection that includes 18 wines by the glass and nearly 200 bottles, with options ranging from a glass of Prosecco to a magnum of Chantilly du Pape. You won't have trouble finding a wine to accompany your meal, whether the steakhouse experience you're seeking is old school or new school. Oak Steakhouse is located at 417 West Hargett Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-255-1818. Continuing from the News and Observer, Habibi Grill and Bakery sets itself apart with owner's native Palestinian specials. This was published November 4th in the News and Observer, and they are located at 1007 Method Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-615-4824, and they were rated 3 stars. Tucked in next to a Middle Eastern market just off Western Boulevard, Habibi Grill and Bakery has been open since March in a low-slung building whose exterior is a quaint patchwork of brick and faux stone archways surrounding painted-on doors and wrought iron hinges. Entry is up a wheelchair ramp and across a porch with terracotta tile floors and a handful of tables under a roof that's held up with wooden posts trimmed with ornate scrollwork. Step inside and the hodgepodge motif continues. One brick wainscoted wall, a flat-screen TV hangs above a non-functioning fireplace. Large, colorful backlit menu boards span the opposite wall. Faux marble covers tabletops, pillars capped with more stone arches, and a counter at the back of the room bearing a tempting variety of pastries in aluminum trays. Quirky as it is, the dining room exudes a warmly welcoming vibe, thanks in large measure to brothers Ahmed and Hamid Sayam, at least one of whom will be there to offer you a hearty greeting when you take your order. The restaurant is owned by their brother Khalid, who does the cooking alongside the family matriarch Hannah Sayam. The family are Palestinian immigrants, and Habibi Grill serves their native cuisine. The Palestinian diaspora has spread the roots of that cuisine from the Mediterranean to the Arabian Sea and beyond. As a result, the menu may appear to have been compiled in the same anything-goes spirit as the decor. You'll find an assortment of kebabs, grilled on the natural charcoal grill, according to the menu, along with dozens of options, as well as half-pound cheeseburgers with fries if you like. The kebabs, shish tawuk, can be dry. Ground lamb kebabs are the way to go here. Are available as a sandwich or a platter, where they're served on a generous mound of rice and lavishly sprinkled with za'atar. Platters also come with soup, if you're lucky it'll be lamb and oat, and choice of one side. Standard options include hummus, baba ganoush, grape leaves, and crunchy crusted falafel served with a tahini dipping sauce. Sambosas, think Indian samosas but with a delicate pastry crust, are well worth the splurge of a buck apiece. At that price, I say get one of each, beef, cheese, and veggie. What really sets Habibi Grill apart from the crowd, in fact, are the handful of specialties scattered throughout the menu that you won't find in most Middle Eastern restaurants. Kebda, for one, grilled chicken livers, a dish with origins in Northern Africa, here served on a sandwich. A lamb moza, aka muzat, slow-cooked lamb shank marinated in spices, including cumin, which presumably accounts for the menu description of a smoky taste. The Sayam brothers will proudly tell you that Mandy, lamb, is the number one seller at Habibi Grill. No wonder. Mandy lamb, a dish with roots in Yemen, where it's traditionally cooked in a clay pot or a clay-covered pit, a tandoor usually serves the purpose in restaurants, serves up large, mostly lean chunks of meat, slow-cooked until fork tender, in a fragrant blend of spices, including, I'm guessing, paprika, cinnamon, and ginger. It's served over rice that has been cooked with the lamb and has absorbed its flavors. Think tandoori meets biryani with a twist. And by all means, get it. Habibi Grill and Bakery lives up to the bakery part of its name with an assortment of savory house-baked flatbread pies and sweet pastries. Savory pie filling options, most of which will be familiar to fans of Lebanese cuisine, include spinach, cheese, meat, and za'atar. Don't miss the curveball, the Muscan pie, filled with shreds of the same char-grilled chicken that you can get as half chicken platter, and is deservedly the restaurant's second best seller. Sweet tooth temptations include the ever popular baklava, and served in several flaky pastry variations, as well as less familiar options such as babsoba, semolina cake soaked with syrup made from sugar, and kunafa, which serves up sugar syrup-soaked layers of thin wheat noodles and cheese, topped with chopped pistachios in ample portion for at least two. Then again, no one will blame you if you give in to temptation and treat yourself to a selection from those aluminum pans on the counter at the back of the room. You can always take home what you don't eat, and it would certainly be in keeping with the cultural potpourri that is the Habibi experience. Habibi is located at 1007 Method Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-615-4824. Up next, from the Eat Raleigh blog, Union Special Bread. This was published the week of October 14th. Union Special Bread is located at 2409 Crabtree Boulevard, Suite 102 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-3094. Midtown Raleigh is the much begrudged name that has been bestowed to a once disregarded region of the Oak City. And while it may make longtime residents cringe, being given a name is indicative of the fact that people actually care about the area. Gateway Plaza was once a listless strip mall off of Capitol Boulevard, an area of Raleigh no one really talked about. In this middle ground of Raleigh, there used to be a bowling alley, one of the few Dunkin' Donuts in Raleigh at the time, and a somewhat iconic strip club called the Foxy Lady. But as the neighborhood changed around it, Gateway Plaza stayed the same. However, a new era for the plaza began after it was purchased. Among the sweeping changes to Gateway Plaza, the marquee announcement for the opening of Union Special Bread. Raleigh was first introduced to owner and head baker of Union Special, Andrew Ulam, by way of Ashley Christian's restaurant group. Most notably, serving a killer croissant at the defunct Jewel Coffee Shop. Flaky and buttery, Union Special's croissants are reminiscent of those that were found at Jewel, but the fully stocked pastry case goes well beyond just Ulam's croissants. Ulam's sausage bear claw shows off a playful creativity. The sweet pastries deserve just as much acclaim, and while Union Special's pastry cases are filled with unique treats, like the renowned tahini and sour cherry cookie, I adore the simple cinnamon bun. Decadent while not overbearingly sweet, Union Special's cinnamon bun is one of those pastries I still think about months later. Union Special could work as just a bakery. The restaurant could just concentrate on slinging out delicious baked goods and be okay. But the Capitol Boulevard restaurant's brunch menu only bolsters Union Special's offerings. Maybe it's a surprise to some, but Union Special's brunch offerings extend to the young people among us. Listed alongside kid menu classics is Union Special's waffle. Paired with sweet cream and peanut butter, the waffle was well-balanced and approved by me and my 4-year-old. The Union Special hash was a collection of all the things that the Mrs. loves about breakfast. Hearty potatoes and runny eggs were lightened with a mix of greens. However, it was the creme fraiche that really brought the dish together, giving new life to all aspects of the dish. Possibly the bakery and restaurant's most indulgent offering, the Union Egg Sandwich, comes with a freshly fried hash brown stuffed inside of it. The layers of textures were just as enjoyable as the flavors. Midtown may have been started by realtors looking for a trendy name for bubbling markets, but the area has earned its name. It's not just empty land anymore. It's exciting, tasty, and fun. And Union Special Bread is a big part of that. Union Special Bread is located at 2409 Crabtree Boulevard, Suite 102 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-200-3094. Reuben's New York Deli in Raleigh, a classic taste of overstuffed deli sandwiches. Published October 20th on North Carolina Triangle Dining, written by Ron Wynn. Reuben's New York Deli is located at 170 East Davie Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-803-8592. When it comes to my wish list for restaurants, I definitely had a delicatessen for Raleigh on my list. Lo and behold, I get word that a new Jewish deli has opened up on Davie Street, Reuben's New York Deli. I've had a couple of chances to visit for lunch, and I can say for sure that I am glad they have come here to the Oak City. And the crowds at Reuben's New York Deli make me think there are a lot of people who agree with me. Read on if you love deli sandwiches piled high and want to know what to expect for your first visit to Reuben's Deli. Order counter at Reuben's New York Deli in Raleigh. Excuse me, that is included in error. From the outside, Reuben's New York Deli doesn't look much like anything with a plain storefront on this busy block. The Oak City Meatball Shop is right next door. Inside, you'll find a simple order counter setup style with white carton front menus hanging overhead. Reuben's New York Deli has a short menu focused on breakfast, sandwiches, and bagels, giving its 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. hours. You'll find special eats like latkes, quiches, matzo ball soup, Reuben's, and more, pretty much typical of many Jewish delis, but different for Raleigh. With prices in the $5 to $12 range, it's all pretty affordable at Reuben's New York Deli. As a popular new restaurant, just be careful about trying to pop in between 11:45 and 12:45 during the work week, as Reuben's can get pretty busy for lunch and there will be a line at the counter. I'd recommend the hot sandwiches and particularly its namesake menu item, the Reuben. I've tried out both the DD Reuben, turkey and corned beef pastrami, and the Johnny, which is just pastrami. Once you order at the counter, grab your drink, and your food will be brought out to you. Note, Reuben's also has some sidewalk seating, which is perfect in nice weather. The dining room is pretty casual, with prints and images of New York City on the walls. The addition of Dr. Brown's root beer and cream soda makes Reuben's just a bit more authentic, given the popularity of those sodas up north. All meats are sliced to order, and they're fresh, so it may take a bit of time to get your food. But when it does come to make it over, wow! Reuben's does use a thinner, lighter rye for its bread, which is slightly toasted and substantial. And the bread has to be solid, given that all the meat their sandwiches have. Thinly sliced corned beef, pastrami, and more are stacked on the bread with some nice melty cheese and shredded sauerkraut on top. It all makes for a wonderful soft bite with a bit of savory meat, sour, and umami from the cheese. The pastrami meat shows off a slight and subtle spice, typically pepper, coriander, mustard, etc., but all the salt is pretty mild, which works well for me since I'm very salt sensitive. Sandwiches are served with house-made potato chips, or you can order up some classic potato latkes served with applesauce and sour cream on the side. Very traditional. Service at Reuben's is efficient and effective, but don't expect that Southern hospitality, which is fine by me because we're talking about an authentic New York deli in all its glory. The food here is darn good at Reuben's, and those stuffed sandwiches will keep you smiling with each bite. It's so nice to have a taste of New York City in downtown Raleigh, and we are long overdue. Thanks for the great eats, Reuben's, and welcome to the Oak City. Reuben's New York Deli is located at 170 East Davy Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-8592. And from the News and Observer, chefs' thoughtful details, seasonal focus, make Hawthorne and Wood a destination. This was published October 28th in the News and Observer and written by Greg Cox. Hawthorne and Wood is located at 3140 Environ Way in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-240-4337, and this restaurant was rated 4.5 stars. If you keep up with the local food scene, there's a good chance Hawthorne and Wood is on your radar. You may have heard that owner/chef Brandon Sharp is a North Carolina native whose 20-year career has taken him all over the country, including a restaurant called Solber in the Napa Valley, where he racked up 7 consecutive Michelin stars as executive chef before returning home to Chapel Hill. You may even have sampled his wares at Crossroads in the Carolina Inn, where he cooked for a couple of years before setting out on his own. If you did, your mouth is no doubt watering at the prospect of seeing what the chef can do when he's free to create his own restaurant from scratch. Or maybe you've already been to Hawthorne and Wood. It's been 6 months since Sharp opened the restaurant, so you've had plenty of opportunity to explore his seasonally evolving, globally inspired menu. If you rushed in during the first weeks after Hawthorne and Wood opened in April, you may have been delighted in the first tender asparagus of the season, in a salad lightly dressed in a fine herb vinaigrette. You could have followed that with herb-crusted vermilion snapper straight from the fishmongers at Moorhead City, served with lemon artichokes and sauce provincial. A couple of months later, you would have found Sharp giving the vermilion snapper an entirely different treatment. Steamed in a corn husk a la tamale, finished with avocado relish, guajillo-spiked yellow eye peas, and pumpkin seed mojo. In August, you could have joined the chef in celebrating the summer harvest with a pairing of heirloom cherry tomatoes and diva cucumbers in a vibrant green goddess dressing, or a Thai-inflected salad of canary melon and watermelon, or a pitch-perfect North Carolina shrimp remoulade draped in translucent thin slices of Mertillion squash. Seafood accounts for half the entree offerings during the summer, when you could choose among the likes of Moorhead City redfish in a coconut lemongrass broth, bacon-wrapped yellowfin tuna, and seared diver scallops in a kaleidoscope swirl of sugar snap peas, daikon radish, and crispy cubes of butternut squash sticky cake glazed with a sour cherry jus. By early October, fall flavors were beginning to make their way onto the menu. Butternut squash, apple and turnip soup for starters, punctuated with puffed wild rice and charred poblanos, and pan-roasted duck breast with a palm sugar glaze, served with forbidden rice, cauliflower, and Hosi Asian pear, and red quinoa sweet potato cabbage rolls with apple miso glazed beets, a vegetarian entree offering that could turn the head of a die-hard carnivore. Clearly, though, the chef's passion for local seafood knows no season. Just a few weeks ago, you could have landed an exquisite flounder Armand with lemon brown butter, served over haricot verts and pillowy gnocchi parisienne. Regardless of the time of year, you can count on a first-rate double cheeseburger served on potato brioche bun and topped with a fried pickle spear. You'll find a few mainstays among the selection of bar snacks, too. Three desserts are typically on offer, recently a flaky crusted apple galette, a wicked rich chocolate pot de creme, and an elegant take on an ice cream sandwich. The chef's attention to every detail of his restaurant is evident at every turn. Chilled dessert plates, mini etch-a-sketch pads for kids, and a dining room intentionally designed to keep noise levels low enough to carry on conversation. Just the sort of thoughtful touches you might expect from a chef with 7 Michelin stars under his belt. Hawthorne & Oak is located at 3140 Environ Way in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-240-4337, and this article was lightly edited for time. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. You've been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service.